WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tuesday night on CBS, the series Rescue 911 examines a crime that's been in the national news since the fall, the Stewart murder case in Boston. Last October 23rd, Boston police got a call from Charles Stewart from his car phone saying that he and his wife had been shot. Stewart claimed a black man was the assailant, but then just before committing suicide, Stewart became a prime suspect himself. The story ignited racial tensions in Boston. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of Rescue 911's replay of the crime.
Where are you right now, sir? Can you indicate to me?
No, I don't know. He made us go to an abandoned area.
Okay, sir. Can you see out the windows? Can you tell me where you are, please?
No. I don't know. I don't see any signs. Oh, God.
Are you near Brigham and Women's Hospital?
No. We went straight through.
What kind of car do you have, sir?
Pardon me?
What kind of vehicle do you have?
Toyota Cressida? It's a...
Are you in the city of Boston, though?
Yes.
Can you give me any indication where you might be? Any buildings?
No.
Okay, has your wife been shot as well?
Yes. In the head.
You've probably already heard some of that distress call on the national news and seen footage of Charles and Carol Stewart slumped over in the front of their car just after the police arrived. What you may not know is that that footage was provided by a TV crew for Rescue 911. That crew just happened to be riding around with some Boston paramedics responding to the call. As a result, this particular segment of Rescue 911 is a big deal and much less reliant on recreations than usual. Still, in the first part of the program, police dispatchers recreate their roles, matching their voices and activities to the actual 911 call recorded at the time. It's a very convincing illusion. But, as host William Shatner points out, once the Stewarts are located, no further illusions are necessary.
The footage that follows is not a recreation. It was taped during a ride-along with the Boston Emergency Medical Service on the night Charles and Carol Stewart were shot, and on the days that followed.
What comes next are scenes of the Stewarts being rushed to different hospitals, Charles Stewart being prepped for surgery, and a lot of interviews with the police, paramedics, doctors, and others who located and tried to save the Stewarts. These interviews are conducted before and after Stewart is implicated in his wife's death, and their tones are quite different.
The gut and the grizzle and the savvy this man had, just the will to live, to keep on going, is incredible. It was an unsettling call to take. And you just try to put it behind you. Unfortunately, with the media attention, the team really hasn't had a chance to put the mission behind us. And that's normally what you do, you have to do. Otherwise, you couldn't perform effectively. You couldn't emotionally perform effectively if you kept the image of that night and that mission always in the back of your mind.
The story's real heroes, of course, are the emergency workers who are seen acting, reacting, and even reenacting in this Rescue 911 segment. It's fascinating stuff, but I have to say I'm still bothered by this reenactment business, for a different reason than before. They used to be staged so badly on this show, they ruined the real-life drama of the actual 911 recordings. Now, in the opening segments of the Stewart story, the recreations are done so well that it's hard not to believe your eyes. Frankly, I'm not sure which is worse. When reality can be faked this convincingly, the only thing to do is to disbelieve everything. I wish they'd label everything clearly and constantly so I wouldn't have to worry about what is real and what is staged.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.